Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
It's Habitat for Humanity of Caroline County this morning. Jason Tickle, the president and CEO, is back with us. And Durante Rollins is here, the director of Family Services. Good morning to both of you. Great to have you here this morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Get the right mic there for you, Jason, so we can hear you. Great to have you here. When I last saw both of you, the end of August, and you were dedicating five new homes that residents were getting ready for, Jason, that was just a terrific, terrific day and really a celebration.
It really was. It was just an amazing day. The families, you could just see the joy just radiating from their smiling faces, and it was just a great day, a celebration, and we were so glad that you were able to come out there and join us, and it was a beautiful day.
That the community came out. Not only, this was what was just impressive to me, not only Caroline County, you had Rappahannock United Way was there, you had some officials from Stafford were there, and just all around the community, it really was. So many things, so many negative things going on in our world today, and I just looked around and thought this is a great day and a great organization.
It certainly was a positive thing. You know, as rough as this year has been for so many people, it really was a good change of pace and atmosphere. And yeah, we were thrilled. So many people, our friends at FABA came out. All sorts of organizations came out to celebrate with us. It was just a great time.
Yeah, a lot of the stores that were involved in providing some of the things, they were there. It did really show. It was great to see the Caroline County, not only the community, the region came together.
Absolutely, yeah. We are just really proud of the self-help program, and we think we're catching the attention of everybody. And so we're just really thrilled with again, how things are going.
Well, the other thing I noticed that struck me, Durante, that day was, I remember for the groundbreaking a year ago, and you were there. You were there again this year, mm-hmm. and played a part in the program, and you're on staff now.
Yes, yes. So I've definitely progressed into more of a leadership role and being hands-on, and it's definitely been great to transition from that intern, volunteer role into a more of a full-time position where I can work one-on-one more often and at great lengths with the families.
Well, and as you start working with the families, and especially with this next round that we'll talk about, but I mean, you've even got much more invested in this because you're working with all of them one-on-one now.
Yes, so we're continuously taking applications. It's definitely a grooming process and starting that pipeline so we can have people in line for our next round of builds. So we're excited about to announce that we met with our second year group last night, and we're always taking applications for our next round, and as we continue to build the program.
It's exciting because I know in about a week or so you're going to have another groundbreaking, and this starts again. And as you work with these families and just see the excitement, I'm sure with a lot of them at the beginning, it's like, well, we'll see if this works. And it must be interesting just to see the progression as they realize these are the things we have to do, and this could actually happen. We could actually have a home.
Yes, it's definitely encouraging to see the hard work and commitment and sacrifices that the families put into this program. And, you know, just to see that light bulb go off. When they start to see things go their way and that they're able to make things work in their favor, and they can take control and take the leadership of the builds.
Yeah, that's one cool thing about this. You know, a lot of times, you know, and I don't want to paint with too broad of a brush, but a lot of times some of our families, you know, they have come from real challenging backgrounds. Not all of them, but some of them. And so a lot of times this is one of the catalysts where, like, it's the first thing that many of them have felt is really going my way, and it, it changes their perspective. They come out of it going, I just built a house. I can do anything that I put my mind to, and it's really cool seeing that happen.
Yeah, we always say there's no expectation of having any experience with building, and a lot of times people come with never picked up a hammer and have a hard time, you know, reading a tape measure. But by the end of the program, these are the strongest individuals that are leading groups and leading volunteer groups as we have those on Saturdays.
Well, in that, boy, you see that. You see that of what, where they learn. And the other thing is there's just the age range. There's always a wide age range of people. And I especially noticed it with the five groups. I had never seen them all together since the groundbreaking. And I realized the day that you did the dedication, it goes, you've got older and younger and people in the middle.
So we're able to bring a community together, bring generations together, and they're all committed to the same goal. So it's very beautiful to see that play out.
And boy, Jason, to see with the last group, and again, we'll see it again, five different families impacted, and just it's impacting their kids. It's impacting just so many people.
Absolutely. You know, it's the effects of homeownership, I can't stress this enough, are life-changing. If you are middle class or little, you know, maybe not quite income middle class-wise, homeownership is still the best way for your family to build wealth that can oftentimes start that, you know, break the generational curses of you know, often, you know, lower income and poverty and things like that. Because day one, our families typically move in with 20% to 30% equity, and that's money they can use to invest in their families. They can leave it to their kids. In fact, oftentimes the kids are the greatest, you know, benefactors of their families getting a home.
Yeah,
they're 119% more likely to go to college or a trade school, earn higher incomes in their life, and that's because of the stability and everything that having that house provides. It's just, it is such a wonderful thing, and I would really love to see. And I think I see signs of it. You know, I think that after COVID, I think that I think we're going to see a revival in homeownership, and this time I think it's going to be a lot more diverse than it was. But after World War II, if you look, that's how my grandparents and great grandparents built their wealth and all of that. And I think you're going to see so many people after this whole COVID thing is over. I think you're going to start to see more people realizing how important and how good that is to just have a stable, you know, family unit, or just a unit in general. And so that's what I'm hopeful we'll see after this COVID thing is over.
HabitatOfCaroline.org is the website. There's also a great Facebook page that will keep you up to date on all the various different programs and classes and just everything going on with Habitat for Humanity of Caroline County. Durante Rollins and Jason Tickle here. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We will be right back.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
Habitat for Humanity of Caroline County, our focus this morning. Jason Tickle and Durante Rollins here. HabitatOfCaroline.org. We talked about the dedication that occurred late summer, Jason. You are getting ready, and five more homes getting ready to you know, get the ball rolling with the next round of all of this.
We are on October 30th at 4 p.m. Of course, because of COVID, it's invite only, but we will be live on Facebook. We're going to break ground on our next five builds, which we have dubbed the Local Heroes Build, because 60% of the participants work in, you know, public service roles in the school system, sheriff's office. Everybody in it, though, is classified as essential workers. So in our mind, they're all local heroes, because they have, these are folks who have kept our community running, you know, through this whole thing. And so we're just really excited to give them this opportunity. And we had our first pre-construction meeting last night, just a great group of people. And we're just thrilled to break ground in just a little over a week from now.
But it's got to be exciting to be that close again, and you finish it up, and then you start it again with a whole new group of people.
Absolutely.
Well, and this was, Durante, we did a show on this. We've done several shows on this. I know this has been a dream of Jason and yours to be able to get, you know, teachers and firefighters, police officers, those kind of people to get them places, and that's what you're doing.
Correct. So we're working with definitely people who are staples in our community, and it's great to have the opportunity to retain those people in our communities. A lot of times, you know, we have great teachers and public service workers who come to our community, and getting home ownership and retaining those individuals helps grow our community and keep our community trending in the right direction.
For somebody like you, I mean, you grew up in Caroline, and you're known in Caroline. Mm-hmm. This to be able, I mean, we've talked about this before, about just how this is really a dream of yours to be able to come back and to give back to the community. But as you see, you know, you've got five homes here, and you got another five, and you know this program is just going. For you, this must be exciting to see what is happening in Caroline County.
It is, because I had an opportunity, you know, going off to school and learning some of these processes and things and bringing it back to the community and seeing it come to fruition and seeing these homes be built and taking like more of a concept and bringing it to reality has been awesome.
I remember when the very first time I met you, when Jason brought you in, and at the end of the show, after off air, Jason saying, you mean we talked, and Jason saying, you know, boy, I hope somebody's going to be really lucky to hire him someday, and I hope it's us.
Yeah, it was
and it
cool.
Worked out.
Yeah, things lined up perfectly. It's been amazing. You know, like, I'm a person of faith, and I got to tell you, it's just been amazing how the right people have shown up at the right time with the right skills, right mindset, and just, I mean, all throughout, you know, from the families to the staff to everybody, it really has been a cool thing to see happen.
Well, we were just talking a second ago off air about whether it's Durante and you and Mac who oversees the build. The three of you are really a strong team.
Yeah, and we got some really big things coming too. We're mm-hmm. we're so excited to, you know, we're in the process now of doing the paperwork to re-up our grant. So we'll have that ready to turn in January. So Durante is continuously looking for more families. The more we can get that say they want to do it, the more homes that we can build. So we're hoping to be able to, you know, go up to anywhere as many as 12 at a time. As long as we have the people that want to participate, we have the funding, we have the infrastructure, we have the support to do it. And so we just want to encourage people out there. You can make this happen, whether it takes you 1 month to apply, whether it takes you 24 months to qualify. We can get you there if you follow our guidance and work with we will work with people to get them to a place of home ownership.
Well, and that's what's exciting about this, Jason, is that for the people who just think my credit's not that good, I don't make that much, all of those barriers that so often get in the way, you are able to in many cases work around them.
Yes, and Jason and myself, we look for more ways to say yes, and as we work with this program, we're able to understand different avenues and the ways that we can qualify people. We've also been educated that different income streams, you know, you don't necessarily all have to be entirely a wage earner. You can supplement that with SSI and different vouchers and things like that. So as we grow and we learn more, we're able to bring this service to a lot more people. So we just ask that, you know, take the step of faith and reach out and attend some of our meetings and learn a little bit about it and begin the process, and we'll work beside you.
That I would say for so many people that just to have somebody say we can talk about it, because mm-hmm. I can imagine in a lot of cases, and probably even like the you talk about the people who now are in homes, mm-hmm. at first when they started out in this whole process, it was just a dream, and you're able to sit down and make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I mean, to think if you make. Close, you can make sometimes a little less than 20 grand, but around 20 grand is kind of a the number kind of starting, but sometimes a little less.
Yeah.
To think that you can own a home with that is just, I mean, that is a unbelievable thing because, right. You know, without this program, that would never be a reality. So this is literally life-changing, and it's just amazing. And, of course, you can make up to a family of four, can make up to 71. Yes, like almost $72,000 a year and qualify. So it's a pretty wide range, you know, of folks. If you had, you know, two people working full-time at Walmart, they would still qualify. You know, if you had one person working at Walmart, they would qualify. If you got one person working at Geico, they would qualify. There's a broad range. And like Durante said, the more we learn about this, we were talking no loan is the same in this world.
No, not at all. Not one applicant is the same. And we've always been able to, you know, bounce ideas with the USDA and seeing what's acceptable and how we can make this obtainable for a lot of different families. And in addition to that, we also package 502 loans, which it's the same loan that we use for our self-help program, but you're able to use this loan and go out on the market, work with a contractor or work with a real estate agent and find a property that's already existing. So we package those loans for individuals who might not be fit for the self-help program.
Yeah.
But that is another service that we have here at Habitat.
Wow, you are breaking a lot of, literally breaking a lot of ground in a lot of areas, figuratively too, Jason. Because these are things that you don't necessarily apply and think, well, that's what Habitat does. But you've been able to do that kind of thing.
Yeah, you know, and it's really interesting, just to see. You know, I think we kind of have done a lot of things no other Habitat really in the nation has done. And recently, Habitat International released a lot of new kind of ways to build. And what's interesting is they released all these things and we've been doing them now for a couple of years. And so it was cool to see that this, like, one is the financing, the 502 packaging.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, you know, I mean, building homes is great and Habitats always need to do that. But if you can provide affordable financing for people, suddenly now, instead of serving 10, you know, even a really good Habitat is lucky to build 10 homes a year.
Yeah.
But now if you can package, you know, 20 loans on top of that, that's now 30 families who you've helped get in a home. And so not everybody needs to have that equity of building it themselves. Many people, like if you're at the higher income, if you're at $70,000 a year, mm-hmm. you get this loan, your interest rate could be as low as 1%. They could stretch it up to 38 years.
Huh.
And it really makes it affordable. I mean, you know, and in Caroline, the loan max is like $400,000 mm-hmm. too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's phenomenal. It really is, groundbreaking. And I'm hopeful that more Habitats across the state will kind of see this and want to do some of these things because it increases our capacity so much to provide housing help for those working folks that just need a little bit of help. And so it's really a cool thing to be part of.
Well, and you came into it, you knew about the USDA self-help program, and that was one of your goals to get Caroline lined up with it. That's happened. And wow, it's just, you know, you as you continue to do the self-help builds, but again, like you say, that to do the 502 packaging, same, you're doing the same thing. You're providing housing, but you're not doing it maybe in the way that Habitats always have.
Absolutely. And not only that, we can even package the 504 repair loans. So if you own your home and you need to get a repair, you know, we are going to do self-help home repairs next summer, but we can also, those who don't want to participate that way, they can also come to us and we can help them get repair loans. And so it really is about giving people opportunities, whether that opportunity involves a loan and a build or just a loan. We're really, really thrilled to be able to give people those opportunities.
Well, Durante, it sounds like if I've got any interest in getting a home and it's really worth my while to set something up with you and come in and start talking.
Yes, please give me a call. one of the most important things when it comes to qualifying is your debt to income ratio, and that's something that we can sit down and talk about. We can pull a free credit report using annualcreditreport.com, look at your credit accounts, see where we need to start, target those small accounts, mm-hmm. get those off the books, and start getting that debt to income ratio down as low as possible. We our sweet number is 13%. And we try to get applicants as close to that, and that shows that they'll be able to shoulder a mortgage affordably.
Well, I guess the other thing is, even if I'm not ready yet, whether it's my credit report or my income, mm-hmm. at least know what the parameters are and start talking with you guys.
Yes, and we also have a course. A financial well-being course that we teach. We cover a lot of things from budgeting to improving your credit on your own. A lot of these things you can do on your own yourself and not have to, pay out and work with a business that is in that line of work. A lot of things you can target on your own. You can call these creditors and get your finances right so that you can be in a position to qualify to own a home.
You mentioned a second ago, give you a call. What's the best way to get a hold of you?
Yes, so my number is 804-223-2056. And preferably, I would like for people to send me an email. Drollins, Drollins, at habitatofcaroline.org. That's the best way to reach me, and we can have a conversation, set up a time to talk on the phone. And I'll even, set up Zoom calls or meet you in person, whatever you feel comfortable.
Yeah, we are really encouraging people to, we don't want to just do walk-ins. We like to do a little screening, because of the COVID situation and everything. Yeah. But we will still meet people in person. We just want to, talk to them first, and ask them the questions. Anybody in your family had COVID recently? All mm-hmm. the basic kind of yep. stuff, just for safety and everything.
Well, and you were one of the people I was worried. Your Habitat of Carolina was worried about when, because you were zipping right along with those with the houses, and then COVID hit. But with just very little downtime, you kept going and proceeded along, and were able to do it safely.
Yeah, we did have to shut down for about 2 weeks. One of our contractors had COVID, never had a symptom at all. It was just a random lucky. Had to get tested because of his job, and so we had to shut down for 2 weeks, gain our footing and kind of nobody knew what was really going on last spring, and so we figured that out, and we have a good plan in place. We keep hand washing stations on site, we keep hand sanitizer, we wear masks when we're close together, and one good thing about especially this first part of the build is so much of it is you're outside, like raising mm-hmm. walls, putting on the roof. So if people want to volunteer, that they can feel comfortable coming out. We only have limited spots available. You do have to sign up at our website, but on the top of our website, habitatofcaroline.org, there's a logo that says volunteer up, sign up here. You click on that and you can register, and when we have opportunities you say you're interested in, you'll be notified. Mm-hmm. Or you can just sign up for what's on the calendar for whatever, task we have listed there at the time as well.
Habitatofcaroline.org is the website. If you want to get a hold of Durante, D. Rollins at habitatofcaroline.org. Durante Rollins and Jason Tickle here from Habitat for Humanity of Caroline County. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is coming up on 8:32.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk. Done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Habitat for Humanity of Caroline County is our focus this morning with Jason Tickle and Durante Rollins. Jason is the president and CEO. Durante is the director of family services. So if I set up an interview with you, Durante, and just say, I want information. So we set up a time, and I come and meet you, and you sit down, and I guess what you kind of lay out everything that is involved in whatever program that I'm interested or may qualify for.
Mm-hmm. So we I'll give one-on-one presentations on the program, a little bit of information about the program, historically. Then I'll get into the expectations and the requirements and the things that you as the homeowner and the interested party can do to be successful in one of our programs. So that takes anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour. We can have conversation, have questions. There are always going to be questions towards the end. But we'll have that one-on-one piece. But we also do monthly Facebook Live presentations because we know during the week people's schedules are busy. So mm-hmm. You can sit down. And if you can actually next Saturday on Halloween in the morning, we'll have another Facebook Live presentation where you can, get a little bit of information on our program and our expectations and what it takes to be successful, and also pop in and ask questions in the comment feed of our Facebook Live.
That'll be at 10:30 next Saturday morning on the 31st on the Facebook page for Habitat.
Yes.
Well, I mean, and that's so easy. You can sit back anonymously if you want, and just mm-hmm. and just watch everything, take it in, and take notes, and see if you qualify. And that's got to be an exciting moment for if I'm watching you and you're laying this stuff out, and all of a sudden I realize, hey, this is doable.
Yes, and just taking that first step is so big, and just reaching out and seeing. What we have available and how you can fit and be successful in our program.
And that's next Saturday morning at 10:30 on the Habitat for Humanity of Caroline Facebook page. And you do these monthly, and if you follow that page, you guys are always doing something, and it'll pop up, and you'll be able to do that. The other thing, Jason, is as we start to approach the end of the year and start thinking of that, becoming a donor to Habitat of Caroline is something to consider.
Yeah, then this is something. This is the first year we've can look back and say, look what we accomplished the last 12 months. So we're really excited. We want to encourage people to think about your year in giving. Maybe think about Caroline Habitat, because we have a lot of plans, and it's not just Caroline that would benefit, but the entire region. I mean, supply houses from Fredericksburg to Richmond all, receive business from this. So we're also kind of, not only helping these families, but we're helping the local economy. And due to this COVID thing, that's a very important thing right now when you're talking about, spending, sometimes my Lowe's bill is $15,000 a month, and that gets yeah. people jobs, and yep. Some of the other supply houses just as large, and so that's giving people employment, and there's just so many benefits to what we do. So if people would like to donate on our page, there's a donate link. They can click on it. They can donate through PayPal. Also, you can mail in. Also, if you have land, if there's any land that you want to donate, you can do that as well, or even some what we call gifts in kind, mm-hmm. For example, we always can use trailers, and if you have working tools, that's always stuff that's very helpful. That just means we don't have to buy it if we get it donated. So there's so many ways people can help and help us meet this mission and provide these services to our region and our community.
Well, and I saw it firsthand just in the five homes that you just finished are all in this neighborhood in Milford. And you had all these empty lots there, and now you've got families living in this it's in this community, and it helps the little area of Milford.
It really does. It really helps Caroline too. That's now property taxes that will be paid to the county, where before maybe the previous landowner might be paying $120 a year for just a lot.
Yeah.
Now, they're going to be paying 10 times that with the home, $1,200 a year, $800 a year. And, that adds up when you think of the life of that home.
Well, and you think about those five homes in Milford, and just down the road at Bowling Green that they're going, and they're shopping, they're eating out, they're, like you say, buying things, and in different stores. So as you keep adding to Caroline County these homes, this is a key component, like you say, economically.
It really is. I actually saw a study by National Realtors Association. They said that every new home closing, doesn't even have to be construction, just closing, generates about $50,000 in new income to that community that year. So it is a, you know, we just did five.
I was going to say,
you think about that. That's, you know, $250,000 in economic just for them homes right there.
Well, and that's why it was so important a couple of years ago when the Caroline Board of Supervisors got involved and believed in this and wanted to do this. It would have been easy to say, show us what you got, and you know maybe then. But they, you know, kind of sight unseen, they believed in your vision.
They did, and we're very fortunate. I think we have a very forward-thinking board. They have done an amazing job. I mean, Caroline County now has a great bond and credit rating, which has saved the taxpayers lots of money. And just overall, they really work well together. So I can't commend the Caroline Board enough. And I think the people should all be very proud of the folks they have in the office that do work hard there. And we're fortunate to have the support of all the elected officials in the area. And that's so important to have that when you're doing these government programs, because you have to have the support of the elected officials that, you know, from the local level all the way up to the congressional level. And we're very fortunate that we do have that support.
Congressman Whitman's been involved in a number of your events. Supervisor Jeff Black has been such a big supporter. I mean, this summer we did a show, and so often if you talk to many local officials, if you run into the summer and they're on vacation, it would have been just you, but he wanted to be part of this show. It was on He was on by phone during vacation just to talk about when we talked about Habitat of Caroline. So there really is enthusiasm, and I mean Jeff's been on here a number of times along with you.
Yeah, we're, like I said, we can't thank the local elected officials enough, and also the county officials. You know, Mr. Cully and Mr. Parton and Mr. Fitchum and Mr. Nelson, all of them have been tremendous support, and we look forward to continuing the partnership to make Caroline County a place where everybody can have an affordable home.
Mm-hmm. HabitatofCaroline.org, again, is the website. Jason Tickle and Durante Rollins here. As you get ready for the next the next five homes, I'm guessing that they're going to be a little bit more spread out this time. Are they all basically together?
A little bit more spread out.
So we have a couple pairs that will be in close proximity. We have a couple on Sarah Street, and then we have a couple more in Milford area. But we do have some that will be a little bit spread out. But that's part of the game as we pick up lots here in the community. And we have goals of doing more large scale development. That'll come down the pipe a little bit later.
You mentioned it you've mentioned it a couple of times, Jason, about just being able to by next summer to be able to do just some of the repairs, and you initially started that in the early days as you got things kind of reestablished with Habitat in Caroline, and just the home repairs is a whole nother area that a lot of people need help with.
It is, and that's something that I'm passionate about. We had to pause it because we had to really focus on building these new homes and making sure that we're successful there. But we have fortunately, through the partnership with the USDA and NCAL, we are going to bring the self-help concept to home repairs. So what's cool about this is you work with other families to do the repairs, just like the new homes. You can get a surrogate if you're disabled, or, you know, somebody to help out with that as well, so you're not shouldering it all yourself. But we do the repairs as a group. We hire contractors when needed, you know, for electrical, plumbing, HVAC. But what's really cool is, based off a person's age and other situations, we get grants and a combination of loans that make it an affordable project. Like the loan, the 504 loan, you can get up to $40,000 at 1% fixed for 20 years. So that's a $183 payment. And using this method, you can almost remodel your house for that amount of money. So,
yeah.
So not everybody's ever going to need to spend that much money, but that is nice to know that we can do very large scale home repairs if need be. And then if you're a senior citizen, you can get a one-time grant for $10,000. Of course, not every project we can do can be a grant, so we kind of have to prioritize that need and everything. But we can sprinkle in a few grants for every round of self-help repairs that we do. And it really makes it so a lot of times, especially for seniors, they can get a much-needed repair, which will allow them to live safely in their homes for the rest of their lives. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they're bigger repairs. Sometimes they're just smaller. But like you say, they can be life-changing kind of things, especially if you're able to provide a ramp or you're able to fix a roof or things like that.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. Yeah. If you ever have to live without heat or can't get in and out of your house safely, it's life changing when that is restored back to you, to be able to get in and out of your house, to be able to sleep comfortably and, not have to worry about your pets or yourself, getting hypothermia or something mm-hmm. like that because of, mm-hmm. of the heat or a lot of times, people use kerosene heaters in unsafe manners because it's the only way they can heat their homes. And we see in the news all the time that people, get sick because of fumes and things like that. So it really is a great way to improve the quality of life and make sure that people have safe places to lay their head.
As we over the years, Jason, have talked about these, it's just so interesting to see it all come to fruition right now because 3-4 years ago when we started talking about this, these were all things down the line. And it really all, I know, you always kept talking about it. The game changer was going to be the USDA self-help program. And that certainly has been the case.
Yeah, that is our linchpin. It really is. But there's so much more now that we've been exposed and built these relationships with the USDA that we see that there's so much more on the horizon. And we're not just going to rest with what we've done. We always want to grow. We always want to, cutting edge. Like I think I'm kind of fortunate because I came into this not with a professional background in what many people that do what mm-hmm. I do. And so I just didn't know what I didn't know. So I didn't come with this rigid kind of, it's got to be done this way or got to be done that way. I just didn't know. So I just started looking for what I thought was the best way to do things, and it just so happened that, by God's graces, we really, came across, I think, what is, just life changing for so many people, and certainly as a small rural affiliate, we could never build 5 homes mm-hmm. without this self help program.
Yeah, life changing and also feasible as well. It's definitely wide ranging on the income levels that we can reach, and it's definitely something that's tangible for a lot of people. So we're very fortunate to have such a program,
and that's why. Even if you don't live in Caroline County, this is providing life changing situations for the region and helping the region, and consider becoming a donor for Habitat of Caroline. You don't have to just be in Caroline to see the value in this.
Absolutely. Just like our loan packaging, you don't have to, you can come and get a loan and go buy a home in Spotsylvania or certain parts of Stafford. Not all of it is rural, but certain parts mm-hmm. and King George and King and Queen County, Essex County, anywhere in Virginia that's rural, we can package loans. And so that's why we can help so many more people than we ever anticipated we'd be able to. So we do need people's help. Building this capacity is always something that is important. Like one of the next hires, we do eventually want to bring on a bookkeeper in-house, because we're dealing with millions of dollars in mm-hmm. construction now, and we're entrusted with these people's money on these loans. And so we want to make sure, we're doing great with it now, but once we start doing 12 homes a year, you know, we want to have the professional people in place to make sure that we're serving our clients the best we can. So when people donate, it helps us build capacity so that we can do that and be not just a housing provider, but an excellent housing provider.
HabitatofCaroline.org to get all the information. HabitatofCaroline.org. Jason Tickle and Durante Rollins here. We'll wrap it up. When we come back, we'll talk again about the groundbreaking next week and what that's going to mean. And we'll talk also again about the online class, the Facebook Live class that that Durante will be leading a week from Saturday. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Habitat for Humanity of Caroline County here this morning. Durante Rollins and Jason Tickle from Habitat. Exciting stuff. And it starts next Friday with the Jason, you've got a groundbreaking for the next set of homes. It's not, unfortunately, the community can't come out in force and be like the last time a year ago or so when you did a groundbreaking, that was really a celebration. It can't be like that, but just to know that, you know, the ball is rolling, and if you want to either help with the build and get some, you know, get help and, you know, learn a few skills, you can always do that.
Absolutely. You can tune in live on our Facebook page at 4 o'clock, and you can also sign up to volunteer. We actually got a warehouse that's literally right up the street from where our groundbreaking that we'll be prefabbing walls in the evenings. So people can come out and help prefab the walls. And so the groundbreaking will be pretty much just our home buyers and their family and a few of our key partners. But yeah, people can participate virtually, and we'd love to have people tune in and check it out.
Mm-hmm. Durante Rollins, you'll be leading next Saturday on the 31st. You've got a 10:30 in the morning. You do these monthly kind of informational sessions on Facebook Live.
Yeah, so if you like our page on Facebook, you can get notified about our event next Saturday. I'll be running through our program, the expectations, requirements, and just sharing overall information of how you can become a part of this program for our next round of builds.
And a lot of times, if a person may think, I don't have the income, I don't have the credit rating, this and that's going on, maybe you don't qualify right now. Maybe you do, but you can at least find out what you have to do to get everything lined up.
Yeah, so we can start the conversation and see where you are currently and set up a roadmap of things that we need to do to get be successful and position ourselves to qualify. So just starting the conversation is the big part, and we can start, you know, by one-on-one, and we can do a group session however you feel comfortable.
D. Rollins at Habitat of Caroline.org. The if you want to email you and get the conversation going. Jason, these are exciting times. I say that every time you're here. These are exciting times, but it continues to be, and everything keeps expanding. That's what's exciting.
It is. We, like I said, we are just blessed to have such an opportunity to do what we do. And again, want to encourage people listening out there. We, you know, whether you want to get involved with our services, volunteer or donate, you know, reach out to us. We'd love to talk to you. If people want to talk about, you know, donations and things like that, they can contact me. My email is jason@habitatofcaroline.org. Whether it be tools, whether it be land, whether it be anything, I'd love to talk to you about it.
Habitatofcaroline.org. Jason Tickle, Durante Rollins. Great to have you guys here. See you soon. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.